This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm John Brown. The Senate Judiciary Committee started the confirmation hearing process of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson Monday, who would be the first black woman nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackson sits on the D.C. Appellate Court. Senators made their opening statements Monday. Among them, Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii.
Let me be clear. Your nomination is not about filling a quota. It is about time. It's about time that we have a highly qualified, highly accomplished black woman on the Supreme Court.
Back in 1981, the Senate confirmed Arizona native Sandra Day O'Connor as the first female justice on the Supreme Court. Democrats hope to confirm Jackson by early April. Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adell announced Monday she is resigning effective this Friday. Adell offered no immediate reason for her resignation. In a statement, she said she's proud of many accomplishments during her time in office, including seeking justice in a fair manner. The State Bar of Arizona and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors are investigating Adell. The Arizona Republic reports that she's been under scrutiny for her sobriety and absences from office. Increases in rent in Tucson neighborhoods have left many residents displaced and without affordable housing in the communities they call home. Cronkite News' Mackenzie Allen Charmley reports on what's being done to address this.
In South Tucson, Roxanne Valenzuela remembers the diverse and united community she was raised in.
We started noticing that the makeup of the neighborhood started changing, and it was becoming less affordable to find a house, rent a house, stay in the only community we knew to be our home.
Valenzuela and her family have lived in the area since 89, but she says trying to find affordable housing in the neighborhood has proved a challenge due to gentrification.
We also started noticing that the city was not investing in our community, in us, but instead giving developers incentives to build all these corporate businesses and ignoring us.
Developers in Tucson who take advantage of the government property lease excise tax, or GPLET, are free from paying property sales taxes for up to 8 years in hopes of revitalizing the city. However, to community members, the tax incentives spark fear of residents being displaced forcefully in the process.
That sales tax, if it was being collected, could be used for schools, could be used for highways, could be used for a lot of different things.
That's Raul Ramirez. He's president of the Menlo Park Neighborhood Association. He says visualizing gentrification in Tucson barrios is easy. Well-maintained housing, pavements, and increased mortgage costs contrast broken homes and trash roads that are now only remnants of communities that once stood strong. Francisco Robles has lived in South Park for decades.
Our grandparents were here, our parents, and now we are here, and our kids. They are used to it. So if they take us out of here, where will we go?
Recent Zillow data shows that three different zip codes in Tucson have had some of the fastest growing rent prices in Arizona. Neighborhoods on the east side of Tucson have had an average increase of 32% in the past 5 years. David Bachman-Williams is the president of the Armory Park Neighborhood Association, which is one of these areas that's seen a run-up in prices.
If you're poor and live in this neighborhood, you eventually give up and sell your house or quit renting because the rent becomes too expensive and allows the whole neighborhood to become gentrified.
When it comes to solutions, all the community members, like Roxanne Valenzuela, want is to be heard.
Developers should start thinking outside the box and maybe looking at a bottom-up approach instead of what it's always been, and you just get the crumbs.
Tucson currently has 24 government property lease excise tax agreements in place. Those agreements are estimated to bring over $155 million in revenue that will contribute to the overall economic growth of Tucson. In Tucson, Mackenzie Allen Charmley, Cronkite News.
The University of Arizona Wildcats have advanced to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. They defeated Wright State in the first round and Texas Christian in a second round overtime thriller. Here's Coach Tommy Lloyd's reaction to the win.
I don't know if I deserve this, but those players deserve it. And I'm so thankful that they get to experience this. Going to a Sweet 16 is special.
The Wildcats will face the 5-seed Houston Cougars this Thursday. We had help today from Mackenzie Allen Charmley, and thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm John Brown.